We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffalo's Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, January 3rd. The Colorado men's basketball team returns to the Coors Event Center Thursday night to host number 4 Arizona State in Boulder. The Buffs are coming off a Pac-12 conference opening road trip in which Colorado dropped 2 games, falling Friday night at Oregon State and Sunday night at Oregon. Turnovers were an issue in both games for the Young Buffaloes. However, head coach Tad Boyle had a very different take on the loss to the Ducks versus the OSU game.
Well, Mark, I feel totally different, you know, after this game that I did Friday night in Corvallis, because I thought our guys really battled and they really competed. I can't ask for any more from them than that. Obviously, you know, the two areas that hurt us were turnovers on the road. You know, 20, and that was the key. That was our offensive key to the game, was not turn it over, and it was our defensive key to the game to not turn it over, because you get them in transition and they can make plays. They've got great athletes and they get downhill. And so turnovers were the number one thing. And then the free throw line. You know, they shoot 22 free throws and we shoot 8. Physical game both ways. And but when you get out, you know, lose a game by 15, and you get outscored 14 at the free throw line, it's a little frustrating.
A big week, though, for the Buffs at the Event Center. After the game with Arizona State, see you hosting number 14 Arizona on Saturday at 12 noon. Get your tickets and make sure the Event Center is packed at CUBuffs.com or by calling 303-49-BUFFS. Meanwhile, the CU women's basketball team is coming off a split on their opening weekend after a very disappointing and lopsided loss at the Event Center to Arizona State in their opener on Friday. The Buffs bounced back with a 79-60 win over Arizona on Sunday in Boulder. Head coach J.R. Payne liked the way her team responded to some tough coaching after the loss to the Sun Devils.
Really proud of the way that we bounced back. You know, with such a young team and such a, you know, defeat 2 days ago, we could have easily hung our heads and, you know, cried about it and said, oh, well, this is just going to be a long season, you know. But I think our approach to this game, we were able to take a lot of criticism, a lot of film work in between Friday and today, and we were able to put those changes into action and come out confident and aggressive and did our job. You know, from top to bottom, I thought we did our job really well today.
Alexis Robinson led the Buffs in the victory with 18 points and 4 of 9 shooting from three-point range. Colorado takes to the road this week. The Buffs will play at Washington State on Friday and at Washington in Seattle on Sunday. The Colorado Ski Team is set to open its 28th season under head coach Richard Rokos this week when the Buffalo Nordic Team competes at the U.S. Cross Country Championships in Anchorage, Alaska, and the Alpine Team at the Montana State Invitational. And with nothing remaining but the National Championship football game on Monday between Alabama and Georgia, we look back at the bowl season, and the Pac-12 did not fare very well in bowl games. The conference went 1-7 in the postseason. The only win was by Utah in the Dallas Bowl, 30-14 over West Virginia. Oregon, UCLA, Arizona, Stanford, Washington State, Arizona State, USC, and Washington all lost their respective bowl games. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.